Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Clippers and the Charlotte Hornets. The Clippers over their last 10 are 5-5, 13-11 overall on the year, and are on a two-game losing streak, while the Hornets come in at 7-16 on the season, 4-6 over their last 10, and have lost their last contest. Let's take a look at the numbers. Clippers, last in the NBA in scoring, 106.7 per contest. Charlotte, not a whole lot better, 109 per game, that's 27th. Taking a look at the defensive numbers, Charlotte allows 115 per game, which is probably a little better than league average. And then the Clippers, very good in this department at 108.5. Taking a look at turnovers, both teams turn it over. 15.9 for the Clippers is about one more than the 14.8 allowed by the Charlotte Hornets. Taking a look at the shooting numbers, 46.8 for the Clippers, 2 points or so better than the Charlotte Hornets at 44.2. 3-point shooting percentage, 35.5 for LA, 32 for Charlotte. Again, 3 points, 3.5 points better. Free throw percentage, about here, Clippers 74.5, Hornets 74. Lastly, bench scoring, Clippers well ahead in this department, 42.7 to 32.1 for Charlotte. This will be the first time these two teams have faced off this year. Each team was off last night, so we should be good to go. Clippers, of course, will be without Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, both doubtful. So they're starting to be upgraded, and Luke Kennard remains out. Charlotte, meanwhile, has LaMelo Ball and Gordon Hayward, their two best players, listed as out for this game. Likely not going to be a great contest. This could go either way because of the injuries. I'm just going to go ahead and say the Clippers win this one. They're a slightly better team. And that is your on-court look of Clippers and Hornets. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Clippers at Hornets. Clippers, a 4-point favorite as we record. Overnight saw this open a 1.5-point favorite for the Clippers, bet all the way to Clippers minus 4, total at 216.5, right around the opener of 217. Teams ATS records, Clippers 11-13 on the season, 6-5 ATS on the road, 5-5 in the last 10. The Hornets 10-11 in 2, the ATS mark, 4-6-1 at home, and 5-4-1 in their last 10. Clippers 17 of their 24 have been played to the under. The Hornets 11-11-1 in regards to the total, both teams playing on one day's rest. Matchup notes, Clippers have taken 6 of 7 ATS in Charlotte, and 18-6 in the last 24 games overall for the Clippers. The under has hit 4 of the last 5 in Charlotte and 4 of the last 5 overall between these two teams. Clippers trending under, as you would expect with that record. Under 4 straight following a loss, and under 5 out of 6 road games when taking on teams with losing records. Hornets 1-4 ATS in their last 5 at home, taking on teams with winning road records. However, they are 4-0-1 ATS following a straight-up loss, so a bounce-back opportunity there for the Clippers, or for the Hornets, rather. The Clippers, on the injury front, Kawhi remains out indefinitely. Paul George eyeing mid-December for his return. Norman Powell is questionable tonight. LaMelo Ball, Gordon Hayward out indefinitely for the Hornets. Dennis Smith Jr. questionable with an ankle. I do have a little lean on the Hornets in this spot, and I do like the number and the movement there. Series trends do point to the Clippers, but the Hornets have been playing good of late. They're a good bounce-back team. They've won 3 of 4 at home, so maybe a little value on that plus 4 here with the Hornets. As for the total, the under trends, the trends with the Clippers, I think under is the mark here. Clippers last in offense, Hornets 27th in the league in offense, 217. Not the highest of total numbers, but one I think you can feel good about making the pick to the under. More stack in the NBA, part of the sports betting stack. Just search sports betting stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd. We're stacking the NBA. That's been our preview of the Clippers and Hornets.